Welcome back to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of today's tech landscape. I'm Alex, your guide through the complex world of artificial intelligence and coding.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're probably thinking, with hopefully a few laughs along the way. Today, we're unraveling the mysteries of Python type hints and how AI is giving them a massive upgrade.
Absolutely, Jamie. It's like Python type hints went to the gym, bulked up on AI, and now they're flexing in ways we never imagined possible in 2025.
So are you telling me my code is going to start lifting weights now?
In a manner of speaking, yes. Type hints have evolved from being those optional annotations you'd begrudgingly add for clarity to becoming the backbone of AI-assisted coding.
Hold up. Let's start with the basics for folks like me. What exactly are type hints in Python?
Great question. Type hints are a way for developers to annotate their code with the expected types of variables, function parameters, and return types. Think of it as a note to yourself and others about what kind of data should go where.
Ah, so it's like leaving breadcrumbs for Hansel and Gretel, but instead of leading to a witch's house, it leads to cleaner, less buggy code?
Exactly, Jamie. And with the advancements in AI, these breadcrumbs help AI coding assistants like GitHub Copilot or OpenAI Codex to give smarter code suggestions, automate refactoring, and even catch errors before you run your code.
That sounds like a game changer. But how did we get here? I mean, type hints weren't always this cool, right?
Spot on. When type hints were first introduced in Python 3.5, they were a nice-to-have feature. But over the years, with enhancements like PEP484 and PEP646, they've become more expressive and, consequently, more useful for AI systems to reason about code more effectively.
Ah, the power of evolution. So it's not just about making your code look pretty, it's about making it smarter too.
Precisely. AI loves structure, and type hints provide just that. Consistency, disambiguation, and training signals for AI models to perform better at code completion and bug detection.
You know, this reminds me of the time I tried to bake without measuring cups. Ended up with salty cookies. Not my finest hour.
A perfect analogy. Without type hints, coding can get just as unpredictable. Now, let's dive into some real-world applications. Major tech companies are harnessing the power of type hints to reduce runtime errors, speed up onboarding for new engineers, and enhance IDE autocompletion.
Wait, so you're telling me that by simply adding type hints, I can make my IDE do more of the heavy lifting?
Exactly. And when you combine type hints with AI-driven static analysis tools like MyPy or PyWrite, you get powerful developer workflows that catch issues early in the development process.
This sounds like a win-win. But there's got to be a catch, right? What are the pitfalls?
Good point. Overusing any defeats the purpose of typing, as it essentially tells the checker, this can be anything. It's like giving up and going back to dynamic typing.
So more specificity, less I don't care what this is. Got it.
Right. Also, neglecting third-party stubs or letting type hints drift away from the actual code can lead to trouble. But AI-assisted refactoring tools can help keep hints in sync with the code.
Man, the future of Python development is looking bright and typed, with AI as the guiding light.
Couldn't agree more, Jamie. It's time for developers to embrace type hints and integrate tools like MyPy into their CI/CD pipelines. The era of AI-assisted coding is here. And it's powered by type hints.
I'm ready to dive in and give my code a much-needed AI boost. Thanks for breaking it down, Alex.
Always a pleasure, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for tuning into Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to hit subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world's latest and greatest.
Catch you on the next bite.